Dictation for Maria Sandoval, S-A-N-D-O-V as in Victor A-L, January 553, address as a letter to Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 875-5023. Dear Dr. Stack, follow up for Mrs. Sandoval with a change of kidney function within the last 1 year. Comes accompanied with husband, denies hospital admission, last visit September, weight appetite is stable, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination, minor edema, worse on the left comparing to the right, trying to do salt restriction, denies chest pain, palpitation, or syncope. There is dyspnea on activity, but not at rest, nor orthopnea PND. According to husband, there has been some snoring at nights and sometimes stopping, but she has never been tested for a sleep apnea. She denies having sleepiness during daytime or feeling not rested. Does have neuropathy on medications. Denies skin rash or bruises. She has episodes of sudden weakness, lower extremities, with near falling. She has prior documented spinal stenosis. L4, L5, and is supposed to follow with neurology at Midland. Other review system is negative. I review medications. I want to highlight Demadex, Valsartan, Bisoprolol. Just started on Monjaro on top of metformin, cholesterol management, for neuropathy on Lyrica. She has been taking for osteoporosis Fosamax to help her sleep at night on Elavil, denies anti-inflammatory agents, next paragraph, present weight 185, previously 182, blood pressure 120 over 70 on the right. Lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. 1-2 plus edema left more than right, but no calf tenderness. No palpable course or inflammatory changes. No focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from January. Creatinine progressively rising, presently 1.5. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR36, a stage 3B. A normal sodium potassium acid base, low albumin, corrected calcium in the low side, presently liver function test not elevated, prior non-persistent elevation of transaminases, presently normal glucose, creatinine change around May 2023, baseline 0.6 to 0.8, at that time rising to 1.1, 1.3 to present levels. Most recent A1C at 7, back in December, vitamin D 25 more than 30. She does have anemia. presently down to 9.9 with a normal white blood cell platelet with an MCV of 87. Prior phosphorus not elevated, PTH high at 110. Last urine sample, this is from August, no blood, no protein. At that time, there was infection in the urine with bacteria, leukocyte esterase, and 50 to 100 white blood cells. I do not see a culture. A prior kidney ultrasound in 2022, 11.1 on the right, 10.5 on the left. No obstruction in that opportunity. No urinary retention. A prior CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast. The presence of a cystocele. Used to wear a pessary. Recent studies for circulation lower extremities are negative. A prior cardiac cath in 2023. Angioplasty stent, LAD was done. Incidental finding of left circumflex coming from the right coronary artery. There has been diastolic dysfunction with minor decrease ejection fraction at 49. There has been no significant valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure within the last 1.5 to 2 years. No activity in the urine for blood protein to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Diabetes appears to be fairly well controlled. Blood pressure is not elevated. No documented obstruction or urinary retention. Prior bariatric surgery, but no history of kidney stones or nephrocalcinosis. We are going to update chemistries, including iron studies. I'm going to check for plasma cell disorder, given the progressive renal failure anemia and the lack of activity in the urine. She does not appear to be dehydrated and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She has other comorbidities to be followed with neurology for spinal stenosis and intermittent weakness on lower extremities. No evidence of active pyelonephritis or urinary tract infection that was a problem in the past. Discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. We are trying to avoid reaching the point of dialysis. Further advice with new results, end of dictation.